Where's the beef?
Monty James here for America's Hot Barn Report. We were in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. Senator Mike Rounds, we're at the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center. This is your old stomping grounds, and I think we go back to 2009. You and I were both here when they opened this beautiful facility up. Wow, it's just a beautiful mecca of rodeo for South Dakota people and people in surrounding states.
It is, and people still love to come here. It's got a beautiful view of the Missouri River. It's overlooking the bluffs here in Fort Pierce. Some of the bluffs right now are moving a little bit on us, but the building itself is in good shape.
Awesome, but that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about the Ranch Act. Had a great roundtable discussion, and tell us about what went down today.
Yeah, look, we brought in producers today, and we wanted to hear from them what was working and what was not working within the proposed Ranch Act. Our goal with the Ranch Act is to take some of that marginal land that might be in the farm program right now. It was grassland that was broken up 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago. We want to put that back into grass, but we want to put it back into grass in a way that they can still get a payment for having it in grass. We'll help them with some assistance in terms of putting it back into a natural grass, but we want it to be forage then. A management plan put in place, put it back in so that those young producers that are out there that are looking for grass to have a cow herd or expand a cow herd on it, this is one more option. So rather than simply saying, gee, if I'm a producer and the only way that I can make sure that I've got some kind of security is to put it into row crop or wheat, maybe this is an opportunity for me to put it back into grass. I get paid 75% of what the county rate is for rental rate. I can still forage it, and I can get another payment on the forage as well. It opens up more grass so that we can put more cows back out in the pastures.
Once again, you said this is focused more towards younger producers.
Yeah, the idea on it is to give them a preference. Now, it isn't limited to where you don't have any young producers in the area, you can't do it, but we think there's enough young producers out there that are looking for places that we should give them a priority. Get them back in, let them start to gain some equity with that cow herd.
Awesome. Now, Senator Rounds, I'm going to go ahead and ask you about this. You have been very adamant about Trump opening up the border to 300,000 metric tons of Mexican beef coming up. You're one of the few people that stood up and said, hey, you went too far now. Tell us about how that's going down.
Look, I think the president made a serious mistake. I don't know who was advising him on this, but I think the bottom line is this is going to hurt our market. Changes the stability in the market. Let that market work. And in this particular case, if you put that up there, number one, we don't know what the quality of this ground beef is going to be. We don't know where it's coming from. But if all the packer does is turn around and bring in beef he's already got boxed up from someplace else that he can't sell, and he brings it back into the United States and he doesn't buy anything from any of our producers, I don't think we win on that. And so I just hope the president reconsiders after listening to a whole lot of folks that are in this industry that the best way to move this stuff forward is let's get some more cows, you know, kept rather than having them being marketed off. Let's expand this cow herd, and I think we can do that right now.